Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Tes. Amar Rav Kahana Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. The daf begins with two statements of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. First, we learn from the Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid that unlike human beings, Hashem rejoices when others defeat him, when people are victorious against him, just like when Moshe successfully saved Klal Yisrael from being destroyed after the Chet Ha'Egel. And second, Hashem receives Bali Tshuva with his Midas HaRachamim. Amar Rav Yidom Shmuel, we derive from Pesukim that Yosef gathered all the gold and silver in the world and brought it to Mitzrayim. Then it was taken out of Mitzrayim by Klal Yisrael and left, but then it changed hands many times over, and the Gemara goes through all the stages that it went through, until it was finally taken by the Romans, and it remains with the Romans until this very day. Amar Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina, Sholosh Matmonios Hitmin Yosef in Mitzrayim. Yosef hid three gems in Mitzrayim. One of them was found by Korach and made him so rich that he was arrogant enough to try to take control of Klal Yisrael away from Moshe Rabbeinu. A second was found by Antoninus Ben Asvirus, the Roman emperor who was friends with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And the third one is hidden away for Tzadikim La'asal Davo. After identifying who the author is of each pasuk between Oducha Kiani Sani and Elokai Ramameka, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Sukkah that says we should say a bracha after Hallel if that's what the local minhag is. If the minhag is you say a bracha after Hallel, then that's what you should follow. But Amar Abaye, Lo Shanu Eliachrav. When do we say it's totally on minhag? That's only after Hallel. Aval Lefanav. Mitzvah levarich, but before Hallel, it's an absolute requirement to say a bracha, just like kol mitzvos kulin mevarich aleinu v'lasiyos, and we always say a bracha immediately before performing a mitzvah. The Mishnah in Sukkah says, makom shnagu lichpol yichpol, if the local minhag is to repeat pesukim in Hallel, so we should follow that minhag, Rebbe would repeat the four pesukim beginning with Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, and Abaye would repeat the four pesukim beginning with Oducha. Darash Rav Avira, the last Gemara before the Mishnah on Amud Beis, derives from Pesukim that in the future, when Hashem makes a big feast for Tzadikim, he's going to look for a candidate to lead benching. And Avram won't be able to do it because Yishmael was his son. Yitzchak won't be able to do it because Esav was his son. Yaakov won't be able to do it because he married two sisters during their lifetime, which the Torah asers. Moshe won't be able to do it because he never entered Eretz Yisrael. Yoshua won't be able to do it because he didn't have a son. Only David will be qualified to lead the benching, and that is why David says in Tehillim, Kos Yeshua Sesa, Uveshem Hashem Akra. I will raise up the cup of salvation and call out Hashem's name. Zak the Mishnah, Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach Afikomen. We're not allowed to conclude the Seder meal with the Afikomen after eating the Korban Pesach. So my Afikomen, Gemara quotes two opinions. What does that word Afikomen mean? First one is Amarav Shal Yakram Mechabur Lechabura. It means that after eating the Korban Pesach, it's also to go eat something else in another place. Shmuel Amar Kugon Ordilai Li Veguzlaisa La'aba. Shmuel says it means not to eat dessert after the Korban Pesach, like mushrooms or young pigeons, or as Rabbi Yochanan suggests, dates, toasted grains, walnuts, any type of dessert type foods after the Korban Pesach is already consumed. Amar Avidom Shmuel Ein Maftirin Achar Matzah Afikomen. Shmuel holds we can't have dessert even after eating matzah nowadays, and the Gemara tries to prove if this is correct. First, from the fact that the Mishnah specifies not to eat dessert after Korban Pesach, the implication is that it is mutter to have dessert after matzah, which is a raya against Shmuel. But the Gemara answers, no, let me buy you, Kamar. The Mishnah only means to say that even after Korban Pesach, which has a stronger and more lasting taste, you still can't eat dessert. So clearly it would be asked to eat dessert after matzah, which has a much weaker taste, and therefore much more difficult to keep that taste in your mouth. Second raya is that the Braisa says that we can eat all sorts of dessert foods, providing that yochel kazayis matzah ba'achrona, that we eat a kazayis of matzah at the end. So that implies that nothing can be eaten after the kazayis of matzah, just like Shmuel said. So the first one was a raya against Shmuel, and we rejected it. This is a raya for Shmuel, but the Gemara rejects the raya for Shmuel also, because maybe the Braisa is just saying that even though eating lots of food before the matzah may cause a person to eat the matzah with an achila gasa, a gluttonous type of eating, it's still mutter to have the dessert before the matzah, but it's certainly mutter to have the dessert after the matzah, because then you don't even have to worry about the matzah being ne'achal v'achila gasa.